Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
The fear that inspired the creation of OpenAI. Emails released by OpenAI to refute a lawsuit from Elon Musk show how he, Sam Altman, and other co-founders were motivated by fears of Google's dominance. By Will Knight. Elon Musk last week sued two of his OpenAI co-founders, Sam Altman and Greg Brockman, accusing them of flagrant breaches of the trio's original agreement that the company would develop artificial intelligence openly and without chasing profits. Late on Tuesday, OpenAI released partially redacted emails between Musk, Altman, Brockman, and others that provide a counter-narrative. The emails suggest that Musk was open to OpenAI becoming more profit-focused relatively early on, potentially undermining his own claim that it deviated from its original mission. In one message, Musk offers to fold OpenAI into his electric car company, Tesla, to provide more resources, an idea originally suggested by an email he forwarded from an unnamed outside party. The newly published emails also imply that Musk was not dogmatic about OpenAI having to freely provide its developments to all. In response to a message from Chief Scientist Ilya Sutskever warning that open sourcing powerful AI advances could be risky as the technology advances, Musk writes, "Yup." That seems to contradict the arguments in last week's lawsuit that it was agreed from the start that OpenAI should make its innovations freely available. Putting the legal dispute aside, the emails released by OpenAI show a powerful cadre of tech entrepreneurs founding an organization that has grown to intense power. Strikingly, although OpenAI likes to describe its mission as focused on creating artificial general intelligence, machines smarter than humans, its founders spend more time discussing fears about the rising power of Google and other deep-pocketed giants than excited about AGI. "I think we should say that we are starting with a $1 billion funding commitment. This is real. I will cover whatever anyone else doesn't provide," Musk wrote in a missive discussing how to introduce OpenAI to the world. He dismissed a suggestion to launch by announcing $100 million in funding, citing the huge sources of Google and Facebook. Musk co-founded OpenAI with Altman, Brockman, and others in 2015, during another period of heavy AI hype centered around Google. A month before the nonprofit was incorporated, Google's AI program AlphaGo had learned to play the devilishly tricky board game Go well enough to defeat a champion human player for the first time. The feat shocked many AI experts who had thought Go too subtle for computers to master anytime soon. It also showed the potential for AI to master many seemingly impossible tasks. The text of Musk's lawsuit confirms some previously reported details of the OpenAI backstory at this time, including the fact that Musk was first made aware of the possible dangers posed by AI during a 2012 meeting with Demis Hassabis, co-founder and CEO of DeepMind, the company that developed AlphaGo and was acquired by Google in 2014. The lawsuit also confirms that Musk disagreed deeply with Google co-founder Larry Page over the future risks of AI, something that apparently led to the pair falling out as friends. Musk eventually parted ways with OpenAI in 2018 and has apparently soured further on the project since the wild success of ChatGPT. Since OpenAI released the emails with Musk this week, speculation has swirled about the names and other details redacted from the messages. Some turn to AI as a way to fill in the blanks with statistically plausible text. "This needs billions per year immediately or forget it," Musk wrote in one email about the OpenAI project. "Unfortunately, humanity's future is in the hands of redacted," he added. Perhaps a reference to Google co-founder Page? Elsewhere in the email chain, the AI software, like some commenters on Twitter, guessed Musk had forwarded arguments that Google had a powerful advantage in AI from Hassabis. Whoever it was, the relationships on display in the emails between OpenAI co-founders have since become fractured. Musk's lawsuit seeks to force the company to stop licensing technology to its primary backer, Microsoft. In a blog post accompanying the emails released this week, OpenAI's other co-founders expressed sorrow at how things had soured. "We're sad that it's come to this with someone whom we've deeply admired," they wrote. "Someone who inspired us to aim higher, then told us we would fail, started a competitor, and then sued us when we started making meaningful progress toward OpenAI's mission without him." Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.